Watch, Trump lawyers present video of Democrats condoning violence. By Hannah Blow on February 12, 2021. Former President Trump's lawyers on Friday presented a montage showing Trump's high-profile critics promoting and condoning violence. Featuring President Joe Biden, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and more. Contrast the president's repeated condemnations of violence with the rhetoric from his opponents, Trump's counsel said as the montage began to play. Featuring former President Trump reiterating his position as the president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. The montage contrasted Trump's devotion to law and order, something he repeated during his rallies and on social media throughout his presidency, with remarks made by his fiercest opponents, many of whom failed to condemn violence during the Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests last year and, in some cases, advocated violence against Trump himself. "The vast majority of the protests have been peaceful," Biden said in the montage as the video cut away to clips of the violence and chaos that dominated BLM and Antifa protests. "Republicans stand for law and order. And we stand for justice," Trump said as the video switched to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who said, "I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. My administration will always stand against violence, mayhem, and disorder," Trump stated before the video played a brief clip of Representative Ianna Pressley's, DMA, appearance on AM Joy. "There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives," the far-left squad member exclaimed. The video also featured remarks from Rep. Waters, who famously told supporters to harass Trump administration officials. "And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere," she said. President Biden secured another spot in the montage, speaking to a group at the University of Miami in 2018, where he explained that he would take Trump behind the gym and beat the hell out of him for disrespecting women. "If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him," Biden said. Additionally, the video featured Senator John Tester, DeMount, who said, "I think you need to go back and punch him in the face," during an appearance on Morning Joe, as well as Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, who said, "I feel like punching him," during an appearance on Late Night. "We just want law and order. Everybody wants that," Trump said in the video before it switched to Majority Leader Schumer, who said, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay a price. Show me where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful," said CNN's Chris Cuomo, who was also featured in the montage. The video ends with Trump re-emphasizing his belief in safe streets, secure communities, and law and order. Tragically, as we know now, on January 6, a small group who came to engage in violent and menacing behavior hijacked the event for their own purposes, Trump attorney Bruce Castor said after the video concluded.